What's going on, everybody? Paul Hickey here with NoOffseason.com with Kendall McKee of NoOffseason.com, Wild Cards, Box Breaks, and JustBaseball.com, and the host of the Soccer Card Strategy Show. We are here live. Thank you for joining us. And we're ready to talk soccer cards. But first, Kendall, I have a question for you and for the audience. Why vault your cards with the original marketplace? Because the eBay vault isn't just a way to protect what you collect. It's a new way to trade. Not only have your cards never been safer thanks to our secure, climate-controlled facility, but you're also locking in real savings. You pay no sales tax when you ship to or transact within the vault, and there are no storage fees for 2 years. Now, just imagine everything you can do with all that money. And with the eBay vault's seamless in-app experience, you can track, buy, and sell your cards in real time. From listing your cards in seconds with the eBay collection to tracking trends with eBay Price Guide, managing your collection is more seamless than ever before. The eBay Vault. Buy, sell, secure. Kendall, this is episode 6 of the Soccer Card Strategy Show. How are you doing?
I'm okay. I'm all right. We like to cross a little personal boundaries every now and then. My wife has been stuck in Uruguay for a couple of days because of a fuel strike. Luckily, she's on her way back here, and she's bringing me a scarf. She's bringing me a Uruguay scarf, so I can represent that. You guys have never seen the scarf wall, but there's a giant scarf wall to my right with all of my favorite soccer clubs all over it. But so Uruguay scarf will go up there. But she's on her way home, so that's good.
Good to see you. Good to hear she's on her way home. That's a relief. And we'll be good to see the Uruguay scarf one day for sure. That's great.
You have a voice built for reading ads, my friend. Like, well, that you, sounded pre-recorded, and that was
live, baby.
You may have written down what you were gonna say, but like, that was good. That was Thanks, an A+ ad read, man.
I appreciate that. You know, I come prepared. I have a lot of reps, and just try to be one take Hickey, you know, just one take. Get it done. Bearded Pauly Hicks, also known as Bearded Pauly Hicks, which was a nickname given to me on the show by an audience member. Had no idea what they were talking about.
That was Brother Paul.
Brother Paul, Bearded Pauly Hicks, and One Take Hickey. Just let's do it. So we've actually been trolled on this show, maybe for too much banter, maybe for not knowing enough about soccer cards, but we want audience participation on the Soccer Card Strategy Show. So let us know how you think we're doing. If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, drop us a tweet. Tweet at Lefty McKee or at No Offseason Card. Make us shake in our boots a little bit. Let us know what you think. We're gonna continue to improve the show. But Kendall, I know you've done a lot of prep for today, so I'm gonna let you run the agenda. We got about 40 to 45 power packed minutes coming at you. Lefty McKee is gonna run the agenda. I'm gonna chime in with my data and my takes. And let's get underway here. What do you got for us?
Well, we are in World Cup month. Like, we are in November, finally. It's here. It's going to happen. Qatar 2022 is going to happen. I'm super excited about it. This is a World Cup that I think is a step stool for a lot of people's careers. A lot of young players, a lot of guys that everybody's been saying for, you know, a couple of months or a couple of years, like, man, when this guy can reach the world stage, like, it'll blow him up. We've seen guys do great in club, but like, some guys always just play better for country. Like, okay, so this is the first game, November 20th. That is 18 days away. I mean, that is a little over 2 weeks, my friend.
It's going to be exciting. This is probably the first World Cup I've been excited for, because I didn't really start following world football until the last couple of years. So there hasn't been one, obviously, since 2018, Captain Obvious statement. But yeah, I'm excited for this one.
Yeah, that first game is going to be horrible, I'll be honest. But Qatar, Ecuador is just the worst to start it. But I think, like, that Group B first game, that England game against Iran, I think Jude Bellingham is going to come on and just make a scene for himself, man. That, like, little spoiler alert for, like, what we're going to talk about today. I think Jude is – he's already exploding for club. And I think for country, he's going to be the England guy that is going to take them into the next stage of where England should go. I think it's funny to look at. There is a I was watching a YouTube video yesterday about these guys that predicted the FIFA 11 for the World Cup. Like, they were using FIFA Future Team, which is, like, I guess, like, the card version of FIFA the video game, and they were predicting the 11. I think this was like 2013. They predicted the 11 that would go to this World Cup, which is bold. That is a bold take, but they got like two of the players that were even marginally close to the team. And like three of them were free agents. One of them is retired. They had Chris Smalling in there playing right back, and he is a center defensive or he's a center back now. And it's just like, it was all over the place, man. It was pretty funny. But the two people that they like got maybe would make the team were Luke Shaw and Ross Barkley. And both of those guys like may not even go to the team. So there's been a lot of turnover in the last, eight, 10 years, whenever that was, 2013.
I would think so. That's a long time.
Right.
I hope there'd be some turnover.
And predicting youth is tough, but
yeah,
that's what we're here to do, because you make your money in sports cards, investing in youth that are going to play out. Our typical thing or my like roundhouse kick to the face is baseball prospects. Like, that's what I do. That's how I've made my money. That's how I've done well. And then soccer has been my secondary, but I've made good money there too by prospecting in a very similar way. But I'll say that prospecting in soccer is a little bit different, because you can't just like go be digging for people like deep, deep, deep in forever land, because sometimes they don't get the attention. And then like, so what I've found is like, you can't like go find an Indy Rodriguez all the time. Like, they happen, but it's not all the time. You got to go and find the guy that's kind of obvious, but find the right card. That's the one. That's the part of soccer that's really specific. Like, you can go get like a random, Champions League Chrome or something like that. And that just might just not be the card that is going to take off for Jude or Gio or Mbappe wasn't, just for instance, like Mbappe maybe. And so you've got to invest in the right card specifically, which is what we've talked about in baseball too. It's just a lot more convoluted. There's two different licenses in soccer, and there's, because of the Champions League and then their league and then their country and all this kind of stuff, there's a lot going on. So with that being said, I have two products that I've narrowed it down to that are my particular favorite investment. Like I said, I think we get a lot of heat sometimes for this being investment advice or like or per se gambling advice or whatever. These are our takes. Paul and I have worked hard making takes that we are going to put in motion, and we just talk about them, you know? And so like, this is where I'm at with my personal favorite two products that I am looking at investing in. But I think right now is almost sale season. Like, if you're going to invest in soccer, it's going to be like today and maybe the rest of this week, because it's about to take off. And I would say you need to be positioning yourself in sell mode on eBay right now. Start getting your cards out there. And I'll talk about a couple of guys that we've talked about previously that I would say now is the time where you should be putting them up there. But the two And Paul, be thinking about this in your response as well. The two the cards or the products that I like right now are the National Treasures product that launched recently. I just think it's beautifully done. I think there is, it's a soccer product that is combining like the look of like the museum cards, which I've seen and I love, but like, you know, is there value there? And then there's like the realness of the autos of the players that you really want. And there's not just a bunch of crazy stuff in there. I mean, there is always, but you know what I'm saying? Like it's a little less watered down on the end of the checklist. So the National Treasures Road to Qatar is a fabulous product. I've seen some sick Neymar autos coming out of there with Brazil kit on, like the yellow, all, you know, like the yellow patch. They do an RPA really nicely, I think, in this set, which typically is the National Treasure like go-to, which is why National Treasures football is so big. It's because RPAs are huge in football card collecting. But so the Road to Qatar National Treasures is my personal favorite. And my next favorite, it's a little bit further back, but that 2020 Champions League Topps Chrome. Like I even was watching some breaks last night on Whatnot of it. It's just a good product. There's a lot of good young guys in there. I mean, you even have Haaland on Dortmund in there, Jude's in there. It's just like, there's just a ton of power-packed people in that 2020 set. There's a lot of teams that you would think are just not worth investing in that are worth investing in that 2020 product because those players have gone on to play for Real Madrid or Barcelona or something like that. And so it's a fun product to rip open. They're about $300 a hobby box right now. Which is still pretty crazy considering that's 2020 Topps Chrome Champions League. But those are my two favorite that I would recommend looking at in terms of if you're looking for cards for the players that you're looking for in the World Cup.
Yeah, so we are definitely a sports card investing show. So for those of you who are tuning in excited about the soccer card strategy show that you see here, and you're annoyed with any comments about investing and not so much collecting, at nooffseason.com and sports card strategy show, that's all we talk about. That's all we write about. That's all we do pretty much is investing and flipping. We will have some guests on throughout the year. We actually have some guests lined up over the coming weeks to talk about soccer cards and stickers specifically that will lend some collecting thoughts. So we don't completely ignore collecting, but we pretty much don't focus on it. And so to Kendall's point, apologies to those of you who are not in love with that or offended by that for some reason. I don't know why you would be offended, but some people are. So anyway, apologies to you if you are. And then to Kendall's points about those two sets. Yeah, let's get into that. I agree. Like, I think the 2020 Topps Chrome UEFA Champions League is a great set. You've got Pedri with a rookie card in there. You've got Jude with a rookie card in there. That's the license that kind of crosses over, into the different major leagues. Cause it is a Champions League license. And because Topps has it and it's the Topps Chrome brand, it's definitely like the cards to own, the rookie cards to own for those guys. You've got some autos, mixed in. Pedri has quite a few autos. I know we'll probably talk about him a little bit more as we go into the show, but as far as that set goes, I agree. One thing I'll say too, just a note, before we get into National Treasures, because I'd like to dig into that with you. Neymar is a guy that is selling. If you own a Neymar PSA 10, really of any kind, to Kendall's point earlier about selling right now, I do think you need to be set up to sell over the next 2 months. Sell your soccer cards, crystallize the investment. And again, if you're a collector, don't listen to me. If you're here for investing advice, listen to me because this is going to be some good advice. And listen to Kendall. You're going to want to sell these guys. You're going to want to sell your Messis, your Neymars, Your other big names, possibly even your Mbappes, depending on how he plays in the World Cup. You might even want to sell some of your younger guys that we'll get into. Like Kendall talked about Jude. You know, Jude might spike huge, and there might be an opportunity to sell Jude, crystallize some investment. But Neymar specifically is an interesting one to me because I feel like he's someone that a lot of people probably have a lot of cards of, since this is like his third World Cup. And so he's been in a lot of sets. And even if you've got like a recent Neymar, if it's a PSA 10 or if it's a numbered, or if better yet, even if it's a numbered PSA 10, that's going to be worth something. You're probably going to be able to get to make some profit on that. You might even be able to go out and get something like a more recent numbered PSA 10 of a big name like Neymar. Now this week, like Kendall's saying, like sometime between November 2nd and November 10th, and then those cards will probably go up if it's a big enough name, recognizable name, not like a deep, deep sleeper, prospect pick like Kendall and I talk about a lot of the time, but like a Neymar, like a Messi, Mbappe, you know, a bigger name, maybe even a Ronaldo. And though, you know, those four guys are probably guys that you can dig into on the cheaper level and flip them during the World Cup. So that's my nugget, because that's what I'm living right now with a couple Neymar PSA 10s that I've been able to move, one of them that's sold and another one that's at auction right now that's going to sell. And I didn't really know. I like, okay, this is a numbered Neymar. I graded it. It came back a PSA 10. It's more recent. I'm not really sure what it's going to go for. There's a lot of interest in those cards. So even if you're a collector and you're looking to move into something different, probably a good time to look to sell those kinds of cards. But so Kendall, let's go into each set, right? So let's go to National Treasures, dig into that, and then dig into some Topps Chrome. You mentioned you like the set. What do you think are some of the, like, what are some of the things that that investors should pay attention to within that set?
I think you shouldn't shy away from guys that have, that are not youth players. I think we focus so much on guys that are like the next thing, and I think I've even fallen, into this trap, even in these shows where I just talk about the young guys. And I kind of, there have been times where I'll have to come back and say, like, Neymar is a better investment than I thought he was, you know, because I just assumed that it was going to be the same thing as what I've experienced previously, where it's just like, as soon as another guy comes up, the other guy is, you know, just takes a huge hit financially. It's just not the case. There's so many more buyers, and I think we've got to keep that in our mentality when we look at this kind of stuff. Is there so many people that are respecting these elders of the football career right now? Like when we look at Ronaldo and Messi and Neymar, those guys that have been around for, you know, years at this point, our tendency is to stop kind of investing in those players because you're like, oh, they're not their rookie cards. Oh, they're not. Well, these guys are so prolific that these cards are still turning out a pretty nice cut and a pretty nice volume. So I think the one thing that I don't want to avoid is don't forget to look, like, don't be going past these giants to look in the weeds. And that's what I have been doing previously. And I can't do that anymore. So I think like a Ronaldo and a Messi card in this set is equally as cool as, you know, like something from one of the younger guys. I'm pulling up the checklist now.
Yeah. And while you're doing that, I mean, I'll just chime in too. Like, I think that is a good point to just hammer home one more time to the audience, is that, like, you know, a non-rookie of any major player appears to be pretty liquid. Like, what's interesting to me, and I would love the audience's feedback on this, is like, this is going to be a weird one, but like a Joao Felix, right, from Portugal.
Joao Felix, yeah.
Joao Felix. I know there's a bunch of different ways to probably say his name. I'm over here in Europe, so I've heard it a bunch of different ways. But anyway, like, his National Treasures autos there's a, I'll share my screen here. And for those of you listening on Apple or Spotify, there's a 2022 National Treasures 10 out of 10 Peerless that went 8 bids over $100, $102.50. That looks like a sticker auto, but then there's another one. And this is National Treasures 2022 Panini, obviously soccer. There's another Joao Felix that I saw, bear with me, that I believe was an on-card auto that went for over $200. The point is he's pretty liquid. And, you know, as I just look through the recent eBay sales, really on November 1st, there's a ton of eBay sales of singles of this set on November 1st, which is yesterday. This, like, they're all ranges of prices depending on the card, depending on the player. But here's a Ronaldo match worn jersey out of 99, no auto, 11 bids, $165. There was a Pedri that I skipped over, which was a match worn jersey out of 99. To your point earlier about the patches, pretty cool. That went for over $100. Actually, I think that went for just under $100, the Pedri. So I think that, you know, these are obviously non-rookies. This is a Panini set. This is seems to be maybe people trying to recoup their investment from the box that they bought. But I think the people snagging these singles probably know what they're doing, I would think. And it's interesting to me that you can get either an on-card auto from a guy or a match-worn jersey for a pretty affordable price for a single. And like those Felix or that Pedri could be something that could go for 50% more to 100% more than that if they perform well in the World Cup. Is that what you're thinking, or do you think that these cards could even hold long term for longer value than that?
Oh, I do think they could hold longer term. I mean, the soccer cards are so hard to find on card autos. Like that's a niche and a thing that's going to be really important in the future. For instance, I know a guy who has been looking for American on-card autos. We have two Tim Weah autos that are right here on the screen, around the same price as a Calvin Phillips, who's arguably, you know, it could be more important for England's team than Tim Weah is going to be for America. You know, like Tim Weah is definitely scoring a lot of goals and has had a good year, or a good 2 years. And I think he's picked up a little injury bug recently. But like Calvin has been kind of struggling in club when he was on fire for Leeds. And so it's like interesting that these cards are in the same basic range of each other. But they're both, I mean, look at the bid count, though. That's where I'm excited about these kind of cards. Like super liquid. You're finding these on-card autos with a Tim Weah card for 19 bids. Like, I mean, that shows activity. There's not like one person that's coming in to scoop these up. And so in reference to your João Felix card, like I think people are still, they've been talking about João for a long time because he's been around, but people are kind of waiting for him to take the mantle of this team. And maybe this is the World Cup to do that. He's not a card that I'm investing in. Just because I think Ronaldo is going to play longer than we want him to play. And that's going to be the focus. And there's other Portuguese players that I'm more interested in. But like, I just think this is that's where that $100 plus spike for Felix is going. Isn't that maybe this is his time to step out and be prolific. So.
Yeah. And I mean, there's some weird stuff happening. Like the Tim Weah, there's one out of 49 that went for 50 cents less than the one out of 99. That might not be a huge deal, but there's some things that I think some plays to be made. Here's the Pedri, $99.99, 12 bids, match worn jersey out of 99. I think stuff like that's pretty cool.
And this checklist is just huge. I mean, you've got all sorts of different like sets and stuff, but the thing to remember is most of these are really low numbered because there's not that many per box that you're opening in International Treasures. Like it's not like a Topps Chrome Champions League where you're opening 200 cards and maybe getting three numbered cards and colors and one auto. Like these are all number or pretty much all numbered. Even the base cards look fantastic. Like this is a high quality product that we're talking about. And I mean, like, I think even in the base cards, I think they get the checklist pretty right. You've got guys that are up and coming. I mean, for Brazil, you've got, and this is just the base checklist, but you've got Vinny Jr., Rafinha, Neymar, Marquinhos, and Lucas Paqueta. Oh, and Gabriel Barbosa. So, I mean, those, just the base cards, have covered a pretty good range of Brazil players. And then, like, even if you look at the USA team, like, people can jack up a USA checklist. They just can, because there's a lot of young players and there's a lot of people that people are getting excited about. But these guys, they've got Pulisic, Gio Reyna, Tim Weah, Weston McKennie, Yunus Musa, and Matt Turner. I think that's pretty good. You've got one, two, three. You've probably got of those six players, you've probably got five starters in that 11 that are going to be at the World Cup. Sometimes tops be putting out stuff, dude, where it's just like, you've got bench players getting cards. You're like, what is going on here? But I think the checklist, from what I've seen, is pretty good. From what I've seen pulled and from what I've seen on this, like, just running through it, it's very broad. There's a lot of different definitive styles of autos, which is like, yeah, so that, I mean, the Christian Pulisic's auto going for 200. That's
cake, I would take, man. That.
Yeah,
I would take that.
That's a good looking card. That's going to keep going up.
That could be 350 easily during USA's first game.
Absolutely. I mean, let's look at the Spanish set here. Like, I know you love to talk about your Spanish guys, and we'll give you that time in a second. But the thing is weird in the base set, they've got Carlos Soler, Fernan Torres, Mikel, I'm not even sure how to pronounce it, Yarzabal, Pedri, and then Yermi Pino, who Yermi Pino has been ecstatic, by the way. I don't have any notes in this episode to talk about him, but we've talked about him in previous episodes, and that's been a guy that we have seen do well and will continue to grow. So do you want to talk about any of your Spanish guys here in reference to the national treasure? You want to wait for it?
I just think Pedri is out of all the guys that you just named, would be the guy that I would look to buy out of this national treasure set. I mean, he's liquid. I don't go to a lot of card shows, but I did just go to the London card show, and he was he's a very popular player at the London card show. He seemed to be pretty popular at the national, even though the national didn't have a whole lot of soccer. Online, he's super liquid on eBay and everywhere else. So Pedri, and then the sleeper play, the sleeper play is Pino. I really like him. I think if you can get him for a fraction of a Pedri card and a higher card, like with Pino, I'd try to go top of the line card. With Pedri, I almost think you could get any card as long as it's a reasonable price, and you could probably flip it. Too bad they don't have Gavi on there. I didn't hear Ansu Fati's name, so that kind of stinks. Because I like him. Ferran Torres, I think, is the guy that you mentioned.
Fati is in there.
Underwhelming.
He's just not in the base set, so he's got Gavi's a dual auto. Okay. Fati's in there. He's got seven different cards. So I mean, these guys, the base checklist is like the base cards have nothing to do with the autographs that are in the set. That's why I'm saying, like, it's wild. Like, Gavi's in here as well. Gavi has one card specifically, which is kind of funny. He has one National Treasures rookie card, which is cool that you can find his National Treasures rookie card.
Gavi 1/1 printing plate from National Treasures sold yesterday for $510, 15 bids. That shows you how popular Gavi is.
I mean, it's weird that we don't even see these cards being circulated on eBay yet, because it's largely not a product that's been gone through very much. Like, there's still a lot of cards.
Like, not to take a complete left turn away from Spain, but like, Kai Havertz has some huge sales.
Yeah, I'm gonna be running on that the German team, I believe.
Pedri, it looks like there's a redemption Pedri, but there's also
Kai Havertz has a treasured tags and then a Then there is some Star Swatch signatures, which are all out of 10. So that might have been the one you saw. But
yep. Yeah, and there was one out of 5 that went actually less money than the other one out of 10. Ansu Fati 1/1 printing plate, $41. Interesting.
That could have been you, bro.
Could have been me. Could have been me. He can pop. His knee can pop, or he can pop at any time. Let's hope it's him and not his knee.
But regardless, I think this is the set we should be looking for this World Cup. I think this is the one that is like stylistically looks the best. I think it will be the one that creates the most buzz. It looks good. It's branded well. The set, this checklist is solid and firm. And then I think the on-card autos is something that's really going to be looked at down the road. That's really big. There's so many sticker autos in soccer products because of the way that the manufacturers have had to send sticker charts over to these players because they don't want to send the entire card over. And right. So they're just getting these sticker sheets and they're like label making sheets looking like, and they're just signing their name a bunch of times. I don't even know what the card looks like, you know? That's true. Like, this way, like, I think there's an art, and maybe it's not for every player, but I know that in baseball specifically, there are guys that like to see the card because they want to sign the card like in a way that is going to look good on the card. Like, yeah. Some of these players, like, they take pride in what their card looks like, you know? And so, like, when you're just sticker autoing, like, day in, day out, just like draw, you know, you're just signing your autograph. It's like when you're buying a house, like you're just like, I don't even know what I'm signing anymore. There's just so much stuff going on, you know? Yeah. Like, but if you've got like that Tim Weah card, for instance, you got that card, Tim Weah, you know, he doesn't, you know, he's like a mid-range guy, you know, nothing exclusive, you know, but he's happy to be in the National Treasures set, I bet. And so he's signing that card like, dang, this is my National Treasures card. Like, this is it. You know, and I'm sure he's proud of that. So I think there's a little bit of a difference there.
I think I'll add one thing on top of what you're saying, because I agree with you. I think that if you look at it like, look at the 2014 World Cup branded cards.
Yeah.
Obviously Panini cards. Look at the 2018 World Cup branded Panini cards, Road to World Cup, those sets. They all sell. The big names... Mm-hmm. As long as it's a big name, it still sells today. Mm-hmm. And so if you think about the National Treasures 2022 really being the first National Treasures soccer set, I believe, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure it's the first National Treasures soccer set of all time, Road to the World Cup. Project that out into 2026, right? Now, all of a sudden, you're going into 2026. You've got some on-card autos or some patches, numbered patches of some of the top guys from the 2022 set. Those are going to be worth some money. So I think that even if, you know, Kendall and I typically look at, or at least I typically look at more 3, 6, 9, 12 month windows maximum, because I want to liquidate and move on to the next thing. That's what I enjoy doing most. That's what I'm most confident in predicting. And so all of my content and my actual personal investments are pretty short term. A lot of people would just call me a flipper. That's fine. That's great. I am. But I think that with this set, I would look at it more of a 2 to 4 year investment. Could something spike in the next 6 weeks? Sure. Reality is, what you should do is you should pick a player that projects to be one of the top guys beyond this World Cup. And that's kind of why we're mentioning some of these guys that could be at the precipice of being that, as well as the guys that already are, and saying maybe go out and buy those guys. And then that way, let's get to UCN fan here in a second. He says, what's y'all's take on Foden? That's a good example. So like, Foden's a perfect example. So going out and getting a Foden out of this set, potentially, thinking that he could be one of the big names still heading into 2026. I like that personally. Kendall, what do you think?
Yeah, I agree too. He's 22 years old. He's a guy that's clearly class. He's not my favorite English investment. I would take Jude and Saka above him. But he's a guy that's going to be there probably in this World Cup. He's going to have a great one. He's going to play great for club. He's got a really extensive contract, and he's doing really well on one of the best teams in the world. And so you're going to keep pushing that forward, back, and he's playing good for country. He's a guy that's worth investing in, not a guy that's like in my top 10. But I think it's a guy that could easily be in somebody's top 10, and you could make a really great case for it. There's just, the good thing about soccer is there's so many players that are in that degree of investability that you just kind of have to find the market case for it and be able to pitch that. And honestly, you're going to be able to sell it. Like, if you can get it in front of the right people, it's going to sell. So in terms of an investment, Phil Foden, I think, is going to be he seems like the guy that could be like an English mainstay long term. Like, he looks like a player that could mature into, not like, his skills are not just run fast and kick hard, you know, and it looks like a guy that could mature into a long term English player that could be pulling people up underneath him as well, which is where you like to see that long term value, which is where people are buying as well. Is they're looking for the skyrocketers, but they're looking for the guys that are going to be like the Ronaldo and the Messi and Ronaldo cards from 2014, which I have on my notes, like 2014, that 2014 World Cup set from Prism in 2014 is one of the most investable right now because of the pop count is so good compared to some of the other products that are out. I mean, a PSA 10 of the Messi Ronaldo matchup, there's 27 of them. Like, that's ridiculous. I mean, even when you go down the list, the PSA 8, there's 90 of them. You know, so like, this card selling raw for $182.50 last sold, like, that's a card worth looking at into the future. I think it's just a regular chrome card with Messi and Ronaldo both on it, but the point is, like, that's a great card to invest in because of the low pop count.
So I like your idea of kind of trying to find some of those out of this set that could project over the next few years. And I think my play, to kind of wrap this up from my perspective, would be to set $60 to $100 budget per card, target the big names, but go after like their patches out of 49 or out of 99. And just try to snag as many of those in auctions if possible as you can. That might be too low for some guys, but you know, I think you need a much bigger budget than that for obviously the on-card autos. You'd be looking at, you know, probably $1,000 budget for like a big name on-card auto at least, mm-hmm. out of 99. So that's a little riskier, but it could be, it could pay off. It has a much higher ceiling. But I think then, to just wrap up my play, I would have all those graded like right away. You know, PSA has a $15 a card bulk value submission right now with a minimum, obviously. I don't know the minimum off the top of my head, but it's usually around 20 or 30 cards. So it would be interesting to put those into a bulk submission, get them graded at $15 a card, and get them, you know, have them in a slab for 2, 3, 4 years. Leading up to the next World Cup, the 2026 World Cup. And now all of a sudden you've got, I think, some value there, especially if they gem. So I'd be rolling the dice on the grading, buying low on the card, hopefully, improving the value with the grading. And all of a sudden you've got a numbered game worn patch of a decent guy in a PSA 10. That would be what I would be looking to hold, coming out of this set, just based on my own budget. I'm not like some of our subscribers at nooffseason.com have much bigger budgets than I do, but that's what I'd be looking to do with my budget.
Yeah. So we have about 5 minutes here before you got to jump on into your new next meeting, right?
Yeah, we could go 10 more minutes if we need to. So I know you want to talk about several more things, and you did mention the Topps Chrome. So where do you want to go next?
I kind of just wanted to mention Topps Chrome Champions League 2020 is a set worth looking into. If there's a lot of cards in that set that are nice, like, for instance, there's guys in there that have nice cards that it's like a nice easy route if you're trying to get into soccer at a level between like $100 and $200, $300, $400. Like if you're looking to invest in a card that level, I'd say this is a pretty good level. And then if you're looking to just pick up guys that you think will be, there's guys in our demographic, Paul, that are looking to make $50 to $100 flips too. I think this is a set for that. This isn't a National Treasures, two completely different levels. But there are some skyrocketing cards in this set, specifically this UCL Antony. I'm glad that this just rolled because this is what I wanted to talk about. Antony is destroying for Manchester. He is exactly what was advertised. He come over from Ajax and he's just been able to be the guy. This is the card that I think that I would look into. I know he's got cards that we love in other products. And he does have autos as well. He has some really, really great looking museum autos, actually. But this specific card here is now the orange bubbles is pretty, you know, I can't pay $1,300 for an Antony card. But this is a specific Antony checklist card, this chrome Antony in the Ajax that I would say go and look into if you're willing to, if you're still wanting to get into a player that could pop off during the World Cup. I have a couple of guys that I'm going to reference here in the next 10 minutes that I think are still good buys if you're looking to get into players before the World Cup. Antony is one of them. Florian Wirtz is another guy that could pop off and actually has had a, he's had a 23% rise over the last 30 days. So I bought this, his Sapphire Topps Chrome Sapphire PSA 10 at the National with Paul. And I bought it for $100 and I was like, that's a little steep, but I'm willing to go there because I think it's going to go up. It's already at $120 and he hasn't even played a minute yet. So we've got a 23% rise already. That specific Antony card has been 62% higher over the last 30 days. But that's because he's been playing really, really well at Manchester. And there's a lot of question marks, a lot going on there in that club that is going sideways. So for Antony to be really good and strong presence in there, and then he's just going to probably have a really good World Cup with Brazil as well. And this is another card that's going to be really, really electric in 2026. Like, he's not going anywhere. This guy's super young. He's a good player. I think actually I always actually am shocked with how young he is because I always think he's younger than he is, I believe. Yeah, he's 22. I always think he's like 18, but he is 22, but it's still 2026 value there. You know, what, he's 26, 27 at the World Cup next time. Like, that's prime. I know that's a little bit older than where the superstars are coming from, but like, that's prime athletic age. So he's still going to have deep minutes for this Brazil team, I would say, in 2026. I think he's a good one. Florian Wirtz, we've talked about him. I think that's still a good buy. If you want to show the Sapphire card that I'm specifically referencing there. If not, he's a guy that could potentially pop off. I think a lot of people are expecting him to. He's got some autos. If you guys are looking for a higher priced product, Florian Wirtz has a low pop count auto sales. Like, there's not a whole lot of sales that are popping off. It's not Topps Chrome.
Is it the
just say Florian Wirtz Sapphire.
Okay.
Yeah. It is Topps Chrome. But it's Bundesliga, it's not PSA. Champions League. So that's the card I'm talking about. This one right here that's in front of you. It is Bayer Leverkusen card. He's going to be playing for Germany. There is going to be a steady rise, I believe, in what he's able to do and accomplish in a German national team. Is that mine?
That's yours. Time's up. Show's over. Just kidding. Kendall is got a timer going off, and I'm just going to fill the gap here and say thanks, UCN fan, for the compliment on the call of the NT. And so we don't miss Ian Wingate's comment. He chimed in before the show started. Thanks, Ian, and said, right as the World Cup checklist comes out. Ian, we love you, but we have no idea what you're talking about. Could be Prism. I'm not sure. Yeah,
Prism comes out on the 9th, so it could be referencing to the World Cup Prism. I don't like Prism as an investable product, but I think it's a good World Cup product that's very obtainable. It's going to be in stores. It's going to be in retail. But I would say that definitely the National Treasures and then 2022 Champions League is where you should spend your money probably.
Yeah. Or Obsidian, right?
Yeah. Obsidian. Yeah. That's another one that's easy to move. I love the Obsidian look. It's a Panini product, so I typically don't love Panini products, but in soccer, everything's different. You know, you've got people from all over the place. That Pedri is freaking sick. That Volcanic Auto is nasty.
London Card Show, baby.
Is that 180 pounds?
No, I paid, I think I paid 120 pounds for it,
which translates to what,
$130. Okay. About $130. Yeah.
So definitely a good one. Jude Bellingham, we've talked about. That's a good guy that you can invest in long term. If you can find cards of him that aren't astronomically priced right now, he's a guy that I would, if you already have Jude cards, I would look to sell them because like they are skyrocketing right now. There's probably margin for you to improve, but it's a long term hold for Jude. Honestly, it could be a short term hold too, but it's just a risky play because like he could get there and just look awful. Like there is legitimate possibility that he could be overmatched. I don't think that's going to be the case. I think he's one of the best players in the world. So the stuff that him and Gio Reyna have been able to do together in Dortmund with Hazard and all those guys, Thorgan Hazard, don't nobody get me wrong here. It is Hazard, but it's the wrong one. And so they just have been playing really, really good with Dortmund. And I expect him to do really well as well. So the last, I do want to say National Treasures Mbappe Auto. It's the first one that Panini has out. Definitely get on that if you're at that level. And then the last guy that I think is my super sneaky play here, I always like to throw in at least one super sneaky play here, is Amadou Onana. So he is a player that his cards are from Lillier. He now plays for Everton, which is why I know about him, but he's on a Belgian squad that is aging. This Belgian squad that's been playing together their whole life, this is probably their last World Cup together. And Onana is going to be playing on this team. So he's on as long as he's healthy and not going to pick up a little knock here in the Premier League before he goes over. He's been a big influencer in Everton squad. He's a guy that's a midfielder that looks to position himself to have assists and goals as well. He's a prolific body type player. Like, I just think he's a guy that if he is able to get screen time with this Belgian team and able to position himself well and not just be like just a bench player that goes to the World Cup, then I think he could potentially be a guy that people are like, I've never heard of this guy, and they find out about him in the World Cup. That's where you typically look for guys that just like come out of nowhere and like hashtag out of nowhere. Like the people that are deep into soccer know who this guy is. Like he's fabulous, he's big, he's strong, he's fast, he's really good technical ball player. So he has all the skills set up for a really prolific midfielder for that Belgian team for a long time to come. But a lot of people don't know who he is. Paul, did you know who he was?
Had no idea. Looked him up on the fly. Good work out of you. I'm going to do some digging into him. Noticed. So just to be clear, he was Lille and then he went to
Everton.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So he jumped over to from the French league over to the Premier League. Correct.
Yeah.
And this is cool because this is what I like about the Champions League license. So the Champions League license gives him that true rookie card with the RC logo. You can see it here on the screen. This is out of 199 Aqua Refractor Auto. Great looking card. $74.99. What's that?
You aren't sharing it. It's just
us. Oh shoot. Sorry about that. Here it is. $74.99. Great looking card. And it's cool that he has that. And he plays for Everton, but now he's going to be stuck with the Panini license. So glad that he was in Lille for this rookie season so that he can have his cards.
And I do too. You know, like I actually think the Premier League product, unless you're in Champions League, is tough. Like it's just like, it's not good. Like the tops products, you've got to get in the Champions League to have significant cards. And we have a couple of guys that are on marginal teams in that product, like Lillier or Lil or however you say it. And this guy, Onana, is incredible. And he's going to be, I think he's going to be a really good Belgian player in the next, in like the next shelf of players that come out of Belgium. So,
so on that license point, go to sportscardinvestor.com and check out, just click on, find my most recent article, but then just click on my name and you'll see a list of all of my articles for them. And find the one about the Topps Chrome UEFA license, breaking down those sets, because there's a weird loophole where it's technically Topps has the UEFA license, not just the Champions League license. So Kendall's right in what he just said, but there is, like, for example, Saka, like Arsenal, there are Saka true Arsenal Topps rookies that were part of the UEFA license that are in UEFA sets, but not UEFA Champions League sets. And so those would be the ones that you would want to go after. Frankie Goodman, my new friend, chiming in here. We met at the London Card Show. He runs a company, a digital grading company called, go to digitalgradingco.co.uk. We're going to have him on an upcoming episode of the Sports Card Strategy Show. We'll take his question to round out the show here, Kendall. I'll let you answer. Would love to hear your thoughts on players who won't be at the World Cup because their team, I know my answer, because their teams didn't qualify. It might be sneaky pickups while the focus is in Qatar. Mine is Raspadori. Frankie, good to see you on the show, my man. And, would love to continue to collaborate with you. So more to come on that. But Kendall, who's your answer for this? To me, there's an obvious one.
I think there's a super obvious one, and it's Haaland. Like Haaland did not make the World Cup. Like his team, I wish he honestly had chosen to just delay and play for England, because he can technically, and that would have just been the stupidest thing ever. You know, like imagine if he switches nationality.
Imagine World Cup needs him in it.
Yeah, just freaking change your nation.
It'd be good for everybody. I know there'd probably be a lot of pissed off people about that, but I think like honestly, it'd be good. It'd be good for, it'd be like that whole rising tide lifts all boats thing, I think, if you were to be in it.
Yeah, and Raspadori with that Italy team. Italy somehow missed this World Cup, which is just the wildest thing ever. But it being a top 15 like club in the world still, or a country in the world still, it's bound to have a couple of guys on that checklist that are going to be worth investing in. Raspadori from Napoli is a guy that's played really well, and is a guy that's going to be in the 2026 World Cup, assuming that Italy also qualifies. There's every year there's like a couple of European teams that don't qualify because they all have to qualify. You know, it's like there's so many, like if Italy was in CONCACAF like with America, they would just wreck everybody. But you know, like they're in Europe with all the other studs. So
that's
like
actually great. That's actually a great strategy by Frankie. I'm glad he asked that question, because I think to your point there, Kendall, that's a reason why it's a great question by Frankie, because it seems like every World Cup that will happen. And that is definitely a play. Like you definitely in cards, you want to go where they're not. Go where they're not, make your plays there, be smart about it. And that's all I got for today. And we're running out of time. So Kendall, leave us with any of your fine last wise words on Soccer Card Strategy Show episode 6.
Let's see. There's a lot there here. Okay. We're going to talk about the Spanish national team. I think while he puts up some Gavi cards, is definitely positioned to make these young guys look really good. And I think that is just an opportunity in itself. But I also think that there are some young Americans that are worth investing in for this World Cup and for the next World Cup. I'm not super excited about where Berhalter's at with the coaching staff and what he's doing. I think there's guys like Brandon Vasquez that should have been on this roster that are not. He's scoring bags of goals. And although he's in the MLS, he's the one scoring goals. Pepe and Sargent are scoring goals now, but it was a long time before they got there. And I would also say that there are stickers that are worth investing in. So I'd be looking to talk to some of those guys that you met at the England Card Show with some
this
stickers.
This guy right here. We're going to talk to Greg Lansdowne on Sports Card Strategy Show episode 56, which is two episodes from now. We'll talk to him about some stickers. So I'm glad you mentioned that. Kendall, I think there's what is it that you normally say at the end of this?
I just love when we play the rock music.
Everybody, thanks so much for listening and watching Soccer Card Strategy Show episode 6. For Kendall McKee, my extremely smart co-host, I'm Paul Hickey with NoOffseason.com. Everybody, have a good day.